Hey everybody, this is Stelly Efti.
And this is Heaton Shah.
And today on the Startup Chat, we want to talk about, I'm not even sure what we want to talk about. I want to share a little story, a little Uber ride story I was on.
I think we like talking about more than just sales and marketing.
We just want to bullshit and chat about business and life. And hopefully while we're doing that, provide a lot of value to people.
The world's best business podcast.
Oh shit, we got it.
For people trying to get shit done.
Yeah. We don't want to give you feedback that's bullshit.
We want you to do your best.
And how it put me back to a time when I was just starting out as an entrepreneur. And when I started, I think, on my journey of personal growth. And I don't know, I just wanted to share that with you and explore that and hear a little bit about, you know, some of your thoughts and maybe transform you back to the day when you started with some of these things.
Sure.
But so the other day I was traveling and I got picked up at an airport by an Uber driver, and usually when I'm in a car, I like to listen to either an audiobook or a podcast or the music. I'm not really super chit-chatty. I don't interact that much in the car ride. So but this time something funny happened, right? I jump into this car ride. It's super cold outside. It's like, I don't know, 11:30 p.m. at night. I'm exhausted. I'm just about to put in my headphones and listen to some music or something. And the guy that starts driving the car has a CD in there. And I hear Jim Rohn, I think. Like a super old school motivational self-help guru, right? And it's like a self-help tape. And as I was putting in my headphones, you know, I took them out again. And I looked at the driver, and the driver seemed like, it was obviously an immigrant, somebody that has not, probably not been living in the country for a long time. And I don't know, I was like instantly transformed back to a time when I was 17, 18 years old, when I discovered self-help and positive thinking, and I discovered entrepreneurship, and I discovered all these things through books, right? Because I didn't have any entrepreneurs in my life. And I remembered back when I read these self-help books and when I started even, you know, discovering the idea of positive thinking and how incredibly impactful it was when I was back when I discovered it, and how it completely changed the way I was thinking. And like, thinking positively seems like such an obvious basic concept, but it was like mind blowing to me, you know, when I was 17. I've never been exposed to any of that kind of thinking before. And I don't know, man, I was so nostalgic. On the one hand, I was nostalgic to like the journey. You know, when I was at the very beginning of my journey, when I was discovering these very easy concepts that were life-changing to me, I was nostalgic seeing that guy. He was younger and he seemed like somebody that has very little means and is very hungry and wants to make positive change in his life. And I was like inspired by that and reminded of myself. And so for the entire ride, I didn't listen to any music. I was listening to Jim Rohn and to motivational tapes with him. And I wanted to start a conversation, asking questions and learn about him and instantly jump into a, like, helping him and giving advice or helping in any way I can. But at the same time, I don't know, I didn't want to talk. I just wanted to listen and share the ride with him and, like, you know, remember how it felt when I was driving to my customer visits, listening to self-help, you know, Tony Robbins books or whatever the hell else I was listening to. And I don't know, I think, you know, I oftentimes today, some of the things that really changed my life, you know, 15, 20 years ago, today I can't listen to anymore because these ideas are not like mind-blowing anymore. I'm not that attracted to them anymore today, but I was super grateful to be reminded that everybody starts their journey at a different point. And for me back then, if you told me, think positively, tell yourself, you know, use self-affirmation to tell yourself what you want, stop negative inner dialogues and create self-belief through positive thought, these things were a big part of what helped me even believe that I could be an entrepreneur and start a business. They were a big part of why I accomplished a lot of things down the line, although today they seem like trivial things. And so I don't know, maybe it's like a remembering where we're coming from and how far of a journey we've taken. Maybe that's going to be the theme of the episode, but I don't know. I just wanted to share that because it was a special moment and a weird moment and see how we react to that.
Yeah. I love that it brought you back, you know, that experience. Cause I think that it is so easy to get caught up in where you are today and forget where you were a long time ago. And so that reminder of hearing that those motivational tapes, or motivational words, I guess, and being brought back to a place when you really needed them. They were really helpful. You gravitated towards them, and they helped change your mindset, because those are what those things are supposed to do, right? They're supposed to change your mindset. Like, that's the whole idea. Give you a perspective you don't have, help you learn, in a way, about yourself, right? That's why they call it self-help, right?
Mm-hmm.
Or motivational speaking, whatever it is. So I guess my experience with this has always been, I off and on still listen to various things. I look for new types of motivational content or self-help. And I even have an opinion about the word self-help, but I'll save that for another episode. I think we're in a much different world than when those things were more popular, becoming popular is the right way to say it. They are very popular. And the one thing I'll say is, like, back then, like, there was only one real, I mean, there was only like a few styles of self-help in what you could hear. Now, like, self-help, like, honestly, to some people on this podcast, this is self-help.
Yeah.
Right. To be honest. So we're kind of motivational speakers in that way, if you want to really go there. I think there's a lot of like religious, spiritual content out there. Not to bucket those two things together, but they kind of are sometimes. That's also self-help. Sermons, church, these things in a way, in a big way, are self-help too. And some of us have been exposed, all of us have been exposed to it in one way or another. In my specific case, I think a lot of the motivation I got was actually from my father growing up. So with my father, I learned my own value system and my own sort of, I got my motivation by the stories he'd tell. He loves to tell stories about himself, the people he's helped, and the experiences he's had and how he felt about them, and how he described them. And a lot of those are still in my head. Even as I'm talking, like, they all just come up and I'm like, oh, that time and that time and that time and that time and that time. And, you know, I've heard some of these over and over again. They never really get old. It's one of those things, because he's just great at telling them. And sometimes I ask him about certain ones, like, hey, when we, you know, I was born in Africa, and when we moved, how did we actually get to America? And he's got this great story about how he sent out 1,000 applications, right, to be a physician at 1,000 different hospitals. And finally, somebody said yes, right? And it's truth, right? And then he's got all these hardships around, like, how things happen. And I grew up with this. That was my first version of motivational speaking. So what really comes to mind for me is, like, the flavor that's out there, Jim Rohn, and many of these folks, sometimes I feel like it's a bit much for me. But my point is, like, the stuff is real. Like, it really can help you. And whatever you gravitate towards or used to, it is just like a fun memory to have. So for me, my memory is more of my father and the stories he told, because he was my first motivator.